there are lots of people who would love to know what our secret sauce is. It's a lot of hard work is what it is. It's 55 years of thinking about how you do it better the next day, over and over and over again.
So you've scrolled through everything on your Netflix playlist. Like and subscribe, and we'll give you some powerful content.
I can hear your tone getting better just now.
Hey everybody, I'm John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. Today I'm with Ty Myers. We're in the Egyptian Room in Indy. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
So tell me about this guitar.
Yeah, I mean, this guitar, it means a lot to me. It was kind of the first pretty nice guitar, like electric guitar, sure, that I bought. I bought it from a guy in San Antonio. We were just south of San Antonio, I think. And actually bought it from him in like a Home Depot parking lot.
Perfect. Very sketchy deal. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
That's he how you do it. Showed up, had it on the tailgate, whipped it open, had like a little Bluetooth amp
that yeah.
I played through, and I fell in love with it. It's just easy to play.
And Strat, that is a very Texas instrument,
yeah,
right?
Very much so.
Yeah, it seems like it. Right.
It's actually funny. The first Strat I bought, I was, obviously, like most people, I was watching Live at Mokembo.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
greatest live club
course,
show
of
ever.
Of course. Yeah. And I had a Les Paul Junior. And I kind of played it. I was, you know, more like, country was my speed. My dad played old country. That was kind of I was real little. That was
sure.
my speed, right? So I had a Les Paul. I didn't play it a whole lot. It kind of just sat under my bed. And I watched that, and I was like, oh, maybe I got to learn guitar.
Yeah,
I got to learn guitar.
Yeah.
And what's funny is I didn't go upstairs and grab my Les Paul. I went out and bought a Squire.
right.
And so I started learning Stevie Licks, and I guess Strats kind of grew close to my heart.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So is this one, tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so we took the pickups out. We got there's Fat 50s in here, which
Who makes it? Fat 50s are those Fenders?
They're Fenders, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're, you know, supposed to replicate, you know, the 50s
sure.
model pickups. It's just, I love them. This is kind of, I love the clean sound of this guitar.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it's just that Strat, tubby
sure.
neck pickup sound,
yeah,
I think is really where this guitar strives.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love the Arctic White Pearl.
Yeah, love it.
I mean,
got the sparkle under lights. That's
yeah.
great.
I think I've only had to change this pick guard out once. So
okay, good. So what gauge strings are you running?
These are 10s. I use 10s on this one. There's 11s on that one, but we'll get to that later.
Okay.
I just like the ease of playing on this one. It's just you put the light strings on it. I've tried 11s. I've even tried 12s, I think, on this. It's just, there's something about the way this guitar moves with you.
Yeah.
That's just what I like about it. Yeah. And so I feel like when I put too heavy, it just kind of fights a little too hard.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's a lot of work.
Yeah. I think I got string joys, I think, on this one.
Okay.
I kind of swapped through, like, string joys, D'Angelicos, and Elixirs. It's just
okay.
kind of like
yeah.
swapping them out. I still haven't really, I fell in love with all of them, but I haven't like, it's like,
yeah.
you know, I got three girlfriends.
Right? Yeah. Fair enough. You're young. Sure. Why not? Okay. So, and this one is, would you say it's your number one on this?
Well,
right
actually,
now?
I'm back and forth. The only problem with that is just the action has slowly risen.
Oh, okay. Playing. Well, let's talk
high.
About this guy.
Yeah. So, I bought this at Carter's. It's just, if I played a lot of slide, which I don't really, but if I did, this is the guitar. You can see it, you know, it's just, I mean, and it doesn't look too high. It plays a little high up here.
Yeah.
But I love this guitar. This was, there was something about, I've never had a moment in a guitar store like I did with this guitar. I was at Carter's, and I was playing a bunch of custom shops, you know, Here, let me put this down.
Yeah, sure. I'll let me roadie for you for a minute. Yeah, there you go.
I was playing, a bunch of guitars. You know how it is. I was going into the little practice rooms.
They've got the stuff there, yeah.
I actually had a guitar that I picked out that I was going to buy that day. And I looked across the way, and it was like, it was on the stage, in the,
right.
in the corner. And it's like there was like a, I swear to God, there was like a light just behind it.
I get it.
And I was like, whoa, what's that? And I went over there, I started playing it. There was something about it, and it was beyond like playing. It was just like, it felt close to me,
Yeah.
And so I bought it, and I love it.
It's
a custom shop.
It's a master built. Oh, okay.
Why am I blank? Del Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah, Del Wilson. And there was a wait list. I'm not sure, I haven't looked at it recently, but there was a pretty long wait list at the time of me buying this guitar for his guitars. So
Isn't that amazing? Some builders get hot and everybody just wants everything.
I when I was checking out, they were like, man, this was actually there. It either got there the day before I came or it was literally was there that day.
And they
were like,
really?
Dude, you stole this from somebody, because I guarantee you either this evening or later, later this evening or tomorrow, somebody's going to come in and take it.
Well,
so,
time meant to be.
I know,
it was
right?
meant to be yours.
I sleep with this thing in my bed every night.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like it. Yeah, that's great.
Oh.
Okay, very cool. Have you done anything to it or left it just as you got it?
I've left it just how I got it. I got a little touched up, the action, the neck, and all of that stuff you do when you first get a guitar. But, yeah, I mean, for the most part, just left it the same. Those are the pickups it came with. But yeah, I'm gonna go take it in and get the action lowered here soon. Yeah. It's about time. But
yeah, okay, very cool. Okay, so you're touring with these two Strats.
Yes.
And looks like a couple acoustics as well.
Yeah. So this is SJ. This is actually a gift. I don't know if you know Barry Weiss. It was actually a gift from Barry. He knows I played SJs for a long time, and kind of like for the most part, like. From an acoustic standpoint, from the time I was probably 10 or so, I got my first SJ. I just really loved the way they resonated. I loved the way they sounded acoustic. Also, I was a huge Elvis fan.
Sure, who isn't?
I know, right? Yeah. And so it's just, there was something about it, the mustache bridge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. And I've started, the only problem with these SJs is like, feel a little mariachi-ish.
Right? Oh yeah, it's a big guitar.
It is big.
Yeah.
But that's why it sounds so good. That's why it's so unique. It's just it has that boomy sound from the bottom end, and it's amazing. But I have this one. I have a Sunburst over there in the case. This was actually a birthday gift 2 years ago, I think.
Nice birthday gift. Yeah.
And I've been swapping this and the Sunburst out. The Sunburst is a little more bassy, a little more low end. This one's a little more trebly.
Yeah. It's funny how they are all different.
Yeah, like for real.
Yeah.
Like it's really crazy. Some of it's the pickup, a lot of it's just the big body, I think. And maybe when you, I don't know. It's just like when you get such a big body and then you use different woods and stuff, I feel like that has to do with
lot
too. And because there's so much wood.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And the more you play it on tour, it'll open up more.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a moving target. Well, that's very cool.
Yeah, I put a bags.
Okay.
LR bags in it.
And when you're running your acoustic, are you running it direct or are you running through the bore or through
I'm running direct.
Okay, just straight in.
Yeah, I have a wireless, but it's straight in.
Yeah. Perfect. And then what's this over here?
Yeah, this is where it gets fun. So this I'm gonna say, I hate to pick between my babies, but this is one of my favorite guitars that I've ever bought. I was recording the album that I'm working on right now, in Fame.
I read about that. Yeah. Bukovac's on the session.
Oh,
and
God, he's like, I love Bukovac. He is like my uncle.
Uncle Larry.
I didn't even think about that. He's everybody.
He's Uncle Larry.
I was down there, and we were cutting. I was in the recording booth, and the recording booth is, I don't know if you can see this carpet. It's about as big as this carpet.
Sure.
You know, you're waiting in there. They're all figuring out their little parts and stuff, and I get bored. So I sit down, and they had this guitar sitting in the corner.
Really?
And I just started playing it. I was like, man, this thing sounds amazing. It plays amazing. And I walked out of the vocal room, and I was like, hey, guys, whose guitar is this? Because, you know, everybody, Book probably brought 50 guitars that trip and played three of them. But we walk out there.
Yeah, he doesn't travel light.
And I walk out, I was like, whose guitar is this? I want to buy it off of you. And they were like, the studio manager, he was like, that's actually, I think it's the company's. They sent it down there just to, you know, have it in Fame. And so he reached out. I went to their shop a few days later and bought another. I actually bought a nylon string as well, same body shape. But it's called Gallagher Guitars. They're from they're out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. They're real heavy in the bluegrass scene.
Yeah.
And you can kind of tell that when you play it. It's just, you know, like, it's real. You just
right.
You just want to play this.
Sure.
Right. And it's so light. If you feel it.
No, yeah. Yeah, nothing to it.
It's so light, yeah. Wow. And so I've only had this guitar for
Look how big that sound hole is, right?
I know. They make one, actually. They had it, but it's
right.
About like that.
Yeah.
They have one, and they've tried it. It's a super sound. I don't know what they call it. I don't want to mess it up.
Now, what did Doc Watson play that had the G on it? I can't. It looks like this has been inspired by that.
I'm sure it has.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So a total studio impulse purchase.
Yeah. Well, that's how most of them are impulse purchases.
Yeah. Hey, guitar players are impulsive.
Yeah, right? I actually don't have a pickup in this, but I'm getting another one sent to me with a pickup in it.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, very cool. Okay, very cool.
This was my wild card. Actually, we weren't even going to have it in here. I made somebody go run out to the bus.
Good
and get
for
it out.
You.
I was like,
yeah.
We got to mention this.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, let's go through. Let's talk amps and stuff. Strap on one of these electrics and let's hear. You've got that mighty pedal board here and the big two rock.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what all this stuff does.
You know, obviously, I just want to, everybody who wants to imitate a Dumble gets a two rock. They're all handmade. They're all built to resemble them in a way.
Yeah, totally.
And so I was looking at all of them. Obviously, my hero is John Mayer. It's like,
it's amazing.
Yeah, obviously. A lot of people will say that.
Yeah. But
I'm going to claim him as
own. He's like your generation's Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
And I saw him playing a two rock, and then I started getting really like intrigued by it. And I actually talked to my lead player, Randy Tillman Jr., and I was talking. He was like, dude, I've wanted a two-rock for so long. And I was at Carter's the same day I bought that guitar right there, and I had already decided I was going to get that. And on that stage, they had the amp, right?
Right.
And so it was the first one I've ever seen in person.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had never seen them in any guitar shop. And so... I didn't even play through it. I bought it with the guitar. I didn't play that guitar before I bought it, or like through an amp at all before I bought it. That's as impulse as it gets.
Yeah. Hey. Well, you know, on an amp like that, it almost makes more sense because there's so many switches and you kind of live with it for a while.
Yeah,
right?
You do. I mean, I sat with it in my room for a month and a half. Just messing with stuff. And
I reviewed one a while ago and there was so much.
It took
a while to kind of like,
I mean, I really still don't think I have it dialed in as I want to.
Well, I think most players, they find what works for them and ignore the rest.
Of course, exactly. Out of sight, out of mind.
right. Yeah.
Yeah, but I love it. I've been on the road with it for coming probably 6 months now, 6 or 7 months.
Oh, great, great.
It's been great.
Or are you carrying a backup or just?
Yeah, I we got a few. I mean, we got a Super Reverb. that we'll keep, and then, you know, some deluxes around.
The just in case.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, I mean, this is a good size room tonight, but, you know, sometimes you go and play a little club every once in a while, and
it's a lot.
My sound guy will get mad at me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a lot of.
It is. I mean, right now it's on like 2.5, 3.
Yeah, it's not even. Not even started.
Yeah. We just warmed her up.
Okay, very cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay, let's talk about.
All right, here we go.
What's all going on the floor here?
If you've played guitar for long enough, you're going to hear the name D'Addario. That's because they make some of the best strings on the planet, but they also make accessories.
Backline gear transport bags. We're not only just fans of the stuff, we actually use it. Perry, what do we got there?
This is the big dog. We got the Solo, which is a little bit smaller. They're both fully customizable. Normally, you would put your modeler in here, all your cables, pedals, anything that you need to play a show.
Strings.
We have ours loaded down with camera lenses, cameras, stills cameras, our wireless systems, everything that we need to bring you guys great rig rundowns.
And when we go to NAMM, also has a laptop slot. And what's the best part, Perry?
Oh man, my favorite part?
Bottle opener.
They've thought of everything.
Yeah, dude. Back to rig rundown.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
looks like XTS built the board.
Yep. Shout out Bukovac for that. Thank you.
There we go. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. Dunlap Mini volume pedal. I was telling you, like, I pretty much have my foot on this the whole time, because, you know.
Sure.
I have a lot of, you know, gain stations, so it's. They build up, you know, and I'm pretty much just all night. So if, you know, that's too loud, you know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much just controlling it by my foot the whole night.
Yeah.
And so that's honestly probably the most important pedal on the board for me.
That and the tuner, right?
Oh, well, of course, the tuner is number one for everybody. I was telling, I got. Not gypped, but it's worth it because it's gold and beautiful. But
sure.
I spent the extra, you know, $50 on the anniversary edition.
Anniversary Peterson.
Yeah.
Do you use one of the sweeteners on it? Like they have all these different sweetening things on it.
I gotta look into that.
Oh yeah, yeah. it's a rabbit hole you may or may not want to get into. But Peterson has all these different, like, you know, sweetener tunings, which, again. I apologize for even bringing it up, because you're going to...
Yeah, at least we got on camera.
Yeah, you're going to go down that
sparked.
One. Okay, so after that, what are we hitting? Is it your Cali 76?
Yeah, so I mean, I was saying, you know, I keep the Cali on pretty much the whole time. I mean, it's just, I mean, we all know what a compressor is, you know, just evens it out.
Sure.
You know, makes it all equal. I mean, I barely mess with it actually ever. Yeah. I just keep it on and... Every once in a while, I'll touch a knob and act like I'm doing something.
Sure. Yeah, but it sounds like a pretty subtle
sound. Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, really, the naked ear, like, you know.
Yeah, you probably feel it more than
it's
you hear
more,
it.
Yeah, it's more of like a, just to say, I think that's right. You feel it more than you hear it. I like that.
Yeah. Really. We guitar players know what you mean.
Yeah. And then I keep the boost on. I got the Katana boost. I stole that
Keeley
from the Keeley
Katana.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I keep that on pretty much the whole time for my clean setting, just to get a little more.
Sure.
I mean, obviously use the EQ, the G7, so many different stuff. Honestly, I'll probably use it for something different on a nightly basis almost.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of just, I feel it out, you know? It's like, right now, it's kind of just as my kind of clean solo boost. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
You know, so it just kind of makes you hear it a little more, cuts a little more. I got it.
Sure.
Just slightly boosted, and then treble boosted a little bit, mids boosted just slightly. Just, you know, ever so slightly.
Yeah, perfect.
But on to the best clean boost, I think, right now. Lightspeed,
yeah.
So that's just like, I'll keep that on 60% of the set almost. I mean, it's, and you can clean it up. It's one of the easiest. It cleans so well.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you boost it. I love that pedal, but you can kind of fidget with the loudness and the drive and get like a bunch of different kind of sounds out of it. It breaks kind of at like three different points for me, you know.
Yeah.
It'll just break a little more each time.
Sure.
This right here though is probably one of my favorite, the Duke of Tone. You know what I love to do actually is to just dry it up. Like go on a bridge pickup. Turn my my reverb's already off. It's a kind of almost like a.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's really retro sounding.
Right.
And then, but you can also just.
And
make
that's
it,
the. Is that the King of Tone?
It's a Duke of Tone.
Duke of Tone.
Duke
that's
of Tone.
It.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Duke
yeah,
of Tone.
Yeah. King of Tone is bigger and like way harder to get.
Okay. That's. It's their homage to the King.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But I think it sounds. I mean, it's the same circuits, you know, it's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually got this next one from my guitar player. He's playing this. He always goes between this and the Duelist, but the Protein, the brown amplification.
Okay.
They and I love this. This is just like really rock sound. It's just like and the it stays, it lingers in the air a little bit. So you know, if I like to use this if I'm. Like there's a song we do, it's called Never Get Tired of Loving You. And so what I'm playing on that is just, it's just. And the way this just kind of lingers in the air for me.
Yeah.
Is right where it's at. And then you double it. You know, it has like. It's so great because it's almost like a boost pedal. It's almost like a solo boost.
Yeah.
But you can fidget with it, make it have more gain. Use it as a, you can play with both of them on and then use another one as a boost pedal. You know, it's really, what's the word I'm looking for? Multifaceted, I guess.
Sure.
That wasn't the one I was going for, but I said
it's good word nonetheless. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this one, actually was the only pedal on the board that I had. I didn't play before I ordered the board. This one, the Noble Screamer.
Oh yeah, yeah, the Keeley.
Yeah,
oh, that's great.
You've seen. I mean, oh, I watched like one video on it, and so right now it's on Tube Screamer, both sides. So you just get that. Stevie Tones, right?
Oh, totally.
And then you got the Nobles, of course, which is just a little more like. It just has that low end, right?
Yeah.
Kind of makes you feel it in your chest.
Sure.
And I was really, really impressed with that pedal, actually. I was kind of on the, I mean, again, I watched one video on it. You know how videos can be online. It's
deceiving.
Yeah. And I've been really pleased with that.
Yeah, that whole series that Keeley did is great.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they're all, yeah, they're, these guys are nailing it.
I know. We got vibrato here. Okay, I use this one time during our set. I'll turn both of them on. I've got tremolo and vibrato. We do a Fire on the Mountain. Grateful Dead.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll do it into.
Oh yeah.
And then you get like a. It's almost like secondhand high just from that.
Yeah, sure.
But I've just really fell in love with that.
Oh, it's great.
That sound.
And, yeah. I love that you're doing the Dead in your shit. That's good.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's literally all I use those for during this, like currently right now.
And and you're always using them together, the tremolo and the vibrato together, or?
Well, I mean, during the set that we're playing currently, yes. But yeah. I mean, obviously I was messing with something cool. We'll get to it with the fuzz. Well,
okay.
Should we just skip it?
Let's do the fuzz.
Here you go. This is a JHS Berkeley. They did a line of fuzz pedals.
Huh.
And this one's actually really cool. This is the 73 California.
Huh.
But I was messing with this sound in drop D with this fuzz. It's just really cool.
Yeah.
My favorite, I have the fuzz barely cranked up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just barely on, but it doesn't need much. And it just kind of, it fills the space, you know?
Sure.
And then you add that vibrato and you just, these have really cool sounds.
Yeah.
I was messing with this literally like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Really, standing, really cool stuff.
Standing in front of your amp, you get a little seasick. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, but that's awesome. I use that. I mean, I use the fuzz for, you know, more rock and stuff. Just really trying to get in their face, you know?
Sure.
See, what else? We got reverb. I'm using this Dispatch for the reverb. I get half the reverb is from the amp.
Yeah, the verb on the T-Rock's great.
Yeah, and so
but if you need a little extra bump of it.
Yeah, and if I'm, you know, like just playing like the jazz, like.
Sure.
Just need that like echo.
Yeah, that's.
I'll turn it on, but it's one of my favorite pedals actually. It's really cool sounds you can get out of that. I got that from Bukovec actually too.
Oh yeah.
And then delay, which stays off most of the time. But,
oh really?
I mean, I mess with it. Usually it's for, you know, if we're doing like a pre into a song or something,
sure.
You know, just like a jam. I'll start messing with stuff.
Yeah.
And it usually gets out of hand and then you turn it off.
So by the end of the, so every one of these is a very kind of subtle, it seems like has like subtle bits of gain. Do you ever like just turn them all on? At the end of the night, do you stop on all of them and really go for it?
See, I could do that. I'd give me and my sound guy an aneurysm. I say,
oh, yeah.
You know, I'll keep this one on.
Yeah.
And then I'll turn one or two, you know, on with it.
Yeah.
I usually don't mix these three. You know?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. It is a lot. But, you know, I think if I'm just really, it's when I do that, it's just I'm really into it, right? It's
sure.
Just like I'm really trying to move some sound.
Yeah.
And usually in a solo or something.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, maybe I'll try it tonight.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Place's going to be packed.
Yeah.
Girls screaming. Stomp on everyone. Why not?
I'll just take my hand.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's awesome. Great.
So, Ty, you guys are out right now on tour. How long are you out? Tell me all about the tour.
Yeah. So we're on the Select Tour right now. It's been running since the top of this year. We're going into later fall.
Great.
But we're out for about 3 weeks right now. It's gonna be a good time. 3 weeks. At the end of the 3 weeks, it's like a ready to go home.
For about two days.
Yeah. That's what I was telling. I tell everybody, you know, I go home and I've lived in Austin since I was born, right?
Yeah.
And I'll go to Austin and it feels like home and there's no other place that is just like, I'm so glad I'm here right now.
Yeah.
But then since I've lived there so long, there's always something that's just pushing me out the door. It's
I gotta go, right? Yeah.
And so I guess that's the best thing you can ask for as a musician because you need that. You do need that.
Right. And so the album.
The Select is out. We're working on the second album as we speak.
Oh, great. Right. Yeah. Well, Ty, congrats, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
This has been so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Thank y'all for coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Glad y'all got to come to Indianapolis.
Yeah, love Indy.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, check out Ty on the road.
Thank y'all.
The reason we only stock D'Addario strings is because D'Addario strings are perfect.
When people come in here, they think that we get them for free or something like that, but we don't. We have no other reason except for dependability and tone.